All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Outwit Outplay Outcast.com. That's the website, too. We're available on Stitcher and still not iTunes. Thank you, Apple. Way to be
fuck
like that.
iTunes.
Yeah, pretty much. First and foremost, last week, I told Nick that he got 17 points because Max got voted off. But Max got 0 points in the second half of the show and 2 points in the first half. So Nick actually finished with 19 points because he's getting Max's first 2 points, even though not
right
his second.
Right back in there.
Yeah. But I'm debating taking them away because after that episode aired last week, when Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, was dropping all these random facts about the number of...
that honor anymore.
Okay. When Max counted out, like, the number of... Capricorns and Aquarii that won. After he got kicked off, he tweeted, "Full disclosure, I actually don't know that much Survivor trivia. It's just most that players who call themselves fans are actually casuals."
He had a little bit of a grammatical I'm from Czechoslovakia kind of moment there, but
he had a more dick up his ass moment.
Fuck
there.
Max. You and your real fan bullshit. When I, like, scroll down a little bit and you'll see some of the comments other people put on there, and one was like, "Yeah, a casual watches one episode and then they're done. A hardcore fan rewatches the season 3 or 4 times." Fuck you.
And I have a newsflash for all of them. This is season 30. There's no new people. There's no casuals.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be a couple new people, but really, it's season fucking 30. There's not a whole lot of people jumping onto the bandwagon.
Who's like, what's this Survivor show I've heard so much about? Maybe I should watch. I think I'll just watch one episode every couple of weeks. I don't need to see all of them, do I? I mean,
yeah,
it's gonna be like Next Generation, right?
Never mind that you made fun of him, Nick, and you are somebody who watches each episode twice this season. So
yeah.
And takes notes, guys.
You filthy, filthy casual.
He has shaken my faith in the Jewish people. I am ashamed. I'm now.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, wait, I'm not going.
Oh, Brian, did you get my text messages?
Yeah.
I texted you a picture of matzos.
I think you should buy some matzos. It'd be awesome.
I bought those because it's Passover and Brian's coming and staying at my place for a couple nights. But he didn't respond, so I figured the other route we could take is I could buy the Blu-ray of the Ten Commandments and we can watch that and I can try to convert him.
May your first child be protected from the wrath of God. May he be, in fact, passed over, as it were.
As it were. So, Nick, you have a rant brewing in the notes. Get on it.
Oh, wait. Which one? Are we talking about the hypocrisy thing?
Yeah, the theme of the episode.
Or are we talking about my absolute hatred of Rodney?
No, theme of the episode. Hatred of Rodney is a thing every episode that he's on the show.
It's not so much... Yeah, you're right. It's not so much a theme as an overarching motif, our hatred of Rodney. No, so I think the theme of this one was hypocrisy. Like, if you look at it... like pretty much all the characters, all of these Survivor castaways who are real people were being a little bit hypocritical. But most importantly, though, you got like Carolyn, who at the very start of the episode is talking to Shireen and saying like, "I don't know if I can trust you. I mean, when I think about trust, I think about real trust, not fake trust." And it's like, bullshit, lady. What were you doing? Like 2 seconds into when the tribes mix up. You're like, "Let me abandon these guys and then go find Jen and Haley and go suck up to them. I'm going to ditch you two." And then she has the gall to complain about Shireen. Like, "What were you doing? You spent all the last 3 days talking to Haley and Jen. What's up with that?" And Shireen's just like, "I thought you were with us. And, you know, the three of us plus the two of them, we would run this town like Beyonce and Jay-Z." But no. It's like, "Oh, I can't trust you for doing the exact same thing I did." So screw Carolyn. And then Rodney throwing shade on Sierra throughout the entire first part of the episode for holding a grudge for being voted out.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, voted against. And then it turns out, you know, it's actually just for everyone shitting on her. And then what do we see in the preview for the next episode, not to get too far ahead? He's holding a grudge and being just like Sierra was. You know what I mean? So it's just...
He's Mikey the pettiest bitch on this show.
He really, truly is. And what's the problem is... So what makes Shireen great is once she found out she's annoying, she's like, "Oh crap, let me course correct, let me fix this." We'll get into that when we talk about camp stuff. What's Rodney doing? He's gonna just double down on being a douchebag.
Yeah.
This guy, this fucking guy. Mike was a little bit of a hypocrite by throwing the challenge, but he at least had that mea culpa moment afterwards, which is like, a little part of me died. I can't believe I did that. It's the worst thing ever. And then also, you know, I was thinking about it at first, but it made a little bit of sense. Cause his alliance is not with Rodney. His alliance is not with Joaquin or any of them. His alliance is with Kelly. So he's trying to protect her.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it. That challenge was actually in his best interest.
And that was double too, because it makes Kelly look kind of good. I mean, we'll get there when we get there.
Oh yeah. No. No one came out of that one smelling like a bed of roses.
No.
Kelly, you're a fantastic person. I salute your service. I salute your shorts. Everything's great, but you are not very good at this challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So Carolyn starts up this episode being a fucking bully.
But you know what though? Rachel McAdams, man.
You know what though? I like Shireen because she's like, okay, I've been out here for 2 weeks now, and people seem to not like me at all. So I got to do something different. It took Coach 1.5 full times playing through this game to get that hit.
Yeah.
And even then, it was like a life-altering event for him. No, not even 1.5. It took 2. He got voted off before he realized that he was a joke. I remember he like pulled Tyson aside. He was like,
are they really laughing at me?
Are people laughing at me? Am I?
You have a feather in your hair, dude.
am I the butt of the joke? Like, yes, you are. And props on Tyson on that for being like, yeah, you are, dude. Sorry, bro. But yeah, Shireen's catching on pretty quick, and
she's good. You know, honestly, I still love her. I hope she wins. I don't think she'll win though, because let's say she does get to the end. She's a Yahoo exec. Do you think people are really going to go, you should get $1 million bucks? You already have $1 million bucks.
I don't think she's brought that up yet.
They all know, because they all know you're white collar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's, white collar,
I don't think she'll win, but I think she does deserve to win. But, and we'll get into this with the fantasy stuff later on, but I can't have her on my team. Maybe if I lose someone, I'll pick her back up, but no.
But really, the most annoying thing for me in the first part of this episode was fucking Rodney. The second he gets another bro on the tribe, he turns into a gossipy squirrel girl, being like, Sunday, fun day, whipping shots. That Mike, he doesn't have shots. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're like, what the fuck? You just like start, you pull Walkhart aside and you're like, this is the straight dish on all these guys. I don't like him. I don't like him. He doesn't have sex. Oh, I don't know what we can do with him. I don't know if we can hang out with these. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, because, you know, you can't trust the guy who goes to church every Sunday and says he's not going to lie and doesn't have sex. You can't trust that person. They could be saying anything.
And they straight up had a conversation about where everybody was from.
Yeah.
Instead of mentioning New York or Boston, he says Yankees, Red Sox.
Yeah. What teases?
From
what
the east.
Teases.
Yeah, from the east. What does he say? He says, we need the money to stay on the East Coast. And I'm like, but two-thirds of the people who were on this season, everybody, every single person in the No Callers was from California. Two-thirds of the people on this season are from the Bay Area or San Diego, which are both way more expensive than either New York or Boston.
And not to mention Maine. Last I checked, not only was... used to be a part of Massachusetts, but is on the East Coast. You could go with Dan, but he's like, that hick Dan. It's like, when I think hick, I don't think Maine. I think practically Canadian when I think Maine. But when I think hick, I think like Alabama. I do kind of think Texas, so congratulations, Mike. You are kind of a hick.
Scorpion.
Like, he hicks regularly eat scorpions by the fistful. You know, there's that stat that everyone eats eight spiders in the course of a year. It's actually everyone in Texas and Alabama and whatever just gobbling spiders by the fistful. It raises the national average.
Yeah.
So eating a snake,
although,
or a snake, scorpion, whatever the fuck they're called.
Although the one really cute moment with Rodwalk or would be Walkie? No, Rodwalk. Was when they were both standing there, like, doing that thing where they, like, sway back and forth and clap their hands together, and they were just standing there doing it in sync next to each other and, like, bro-ing the fuck out. That was adorable, even though I hate them both.
I practically guarantee that Tyler was watching from the corner and just going, nah, man, what's going on? Because, you know, up until now, we've seen they've just been kind of friends or whatever. But before this week's episode, I finally got around to watching some of the behind-the-scenes, like, extra footage that they throw up on Twitter, throw up on their website, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, Tyler has the hugest boner for Joaquin. You think Haley and Jen are OTP? No. This is definitely they are meant to be. They are canon pairing. So I guarantee, like, what happens? Like, he saw those two going at it, and he was just like, "Nope, I can't have this." And he is the one that voted, but that's not the case. But yeah. Oh man, though, there is a lot of subtext going on this entire episode between those two. Yeah, I don't ship. I'm not a shipper. I'm very much a canon person. But were I a shipper, I would stick those two all the time. They'd be on a sailboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
My favorite and most annoyed episode, part of this entire episode, though, was when Rodney was, or no, when Walker Texas Ranger was talking, was talking to Sierra, right? And Joaquin just cannot believe it. Like, he can't fathom it that somebody wouldn't like Rodney.
Why wouldn't you like
Rodney? What's wrong with Rodney? He seems cool.
He's cool.
Rodney's great. And then in the middle of that conversation, when Joaquin's like, I just don't understand how you don't like Rodney. Rodney walks up and basically was like, yeah, Sierra, I know I was a total dick to you, but you're with us, right? You're with us? I mean, there's nobody else for you. What are you going to do, go with those schmucks? You're with us. And, like, tries to bully her.
Even worse, he comes right up, and he doesn't, Joaquin's like, hey, you know, we've been talking, and I think we would make a good team. And he says to Joaquin, Rodney says to Joaquin, while Sierra's right there, yeah, but, you know, first I got to talk it out with Sierra. Like, don't fucking refer to people in the third person when they're right in front of you. Like, I'm just not even going to acknowledge that you're here. I got to talk to this person whom I barely even recognize as a human being because I'm a monster. Welcome to the Rodney Hate Cast. We want to hit Rodney with flaming arrows.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm legit shouting into my microphone right now because I'm that angry.
Mistress is even talking to the camera. Yeah, I said some bad things about her, but she's on my side because I need her.
That's flawless.
Naturally,
logic.
Exactly, Brian. Naturally, she's just gonna fall. She's because women gotta hold themselves to a higher standard. They can't be with me. Fuck you, Rodney. Favorite that tweet twice.
And then
if he listens to this, I swear to God, Rodney Lavoie Jr., if you listen to this, I'm 110 pounds, but I will yell at you.
I will yell at you from the other side of the country across the internet.
I will yell at you like nobody's business.
And then, of course, immediately after that conversation, Joaquin says, it was like an easy layup for me just joining this tribe. Like, they're both, like, walking around talking about how easy this fucking game is.
I'll tell you, though, when I watched this episode the first time, I saw that and was like, fuck you, man, fuck you. Second time around, when I heard that, I was like, fuck you. Man, I'm cursing today. I'm gonna take it down a notch.
Fudge you, sir. So, Brian, how about your boy Dan stepping up?
Stepping up to do what? What are you talking about?
Well, no, after Rodney and Joaquin bully Sierra, Dan walks up and he's like, "No excuses, I screwed up. I screwed up."
He said that in a confessional.
Yeah, he said that to the camera. He didn't say anything to her.
He didn't say those exact words, but he, later on, when he realized that they need her on their side, he was like, I screwed up. I'm sorry, I screwed up.
Hey, Brian, what exactly did he say to her face, though? just close your mouth, open your ears. Close your mouth, open your ears. I swear to God, can you think of anything more... Like, that's what you say to a 2-year-old. You're going to treat someone whose vote you need like a friggin' 2-year-old? Dan, don't disrespect the United States Postal Service. this, a revered tradition in America. You come from a long line of people handpicked by Benjamin Franklin. And yet, anger.
Yeah.
I'm seething with rage about this episode. Happily, it ends happily, however.
Yes. Yes, so it does.
We get to the reward challenge, which was, I don't know.
A fun one.
Okay. Yeah. It's good because it's something that gives the other, it gives both tribes a shot. I think that they realize that they've balanced these games. Both tribes get a shot. There's not much physical going on here. But of course, the one part that is physical, Rodney tries to bro all over. He tries to bro so hard. Oh, like, God. Running
how
down
did he
the rope.
Break his leg like 5 times.
I know. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, if you get there 3 seconds quicker, it's not going to matter.
Like, you know, that's the thing I didn't really get about this one. Like there's like maybe a 20-yard dash from where they started to that place where they got to climb a ladder, and everyone has to climb it one at a time because it's kind of a ladder. Yeah. And so everyone's like, they're hauling ass and just running like motherfuckers over there. And then just standing, waiting around, checking their watches, reading Twitter, doing whatever, while people climb up one at a time as fast as they can go, whatever. But it's just like it's like 3 or 4 different little bottlenecks in this one, and every single time people are like running their asses off. The only person not running his ass off, Will, who realized, you know what? I can just walk a little bit on this one. It's not going to be that big of a deal. I love you, Will. That was smart.
Lo and behold.
Yeah. And you know what? He hit his target like, I don't know, it took him like, what, 1 or 2 shots? Wait, did he even shoot?
No, I don't think he shot.
Oh, smart man. He just walked the entire time.
That would have been that's so
good
me
job,
on Survivor.
Will, that energy.
Fuck it.
My girl shot twice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I wouldn't brag too much.
Hey, you know what, Sierra? No, shot. That was another thing I was wondering about this one, because it looked like all right. Once who was it on Nagarote who was just like, I'm not making them. I'm just gonna switch out. Like once that happened, I realized. Haley. Yeah. Thank you. Haley was like, I'm going to tag out. See you guys later. So it's like, wait, why not just have, like, Sierra hit it on the first shot? So why not just have Sierra shoot, like, you know what? I'm kind of good at this. I'm just going to shoot, like, 3 in a row. I don't know. Maybe there were secret rules to this challenge.
Yeah, probably, like, once you land a hit, you can't go again.
Why did they... Right, but that can't be true because Jen was the first and last to go.
Oh, that's true.
Why didn't she just stay up there?
Yeah, and Will didn't even shoot once.
That didn't make sense.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. If you're good at it, it's like, whatever. Like, Shireen. Shireen got it on, I think...
Shot number one.
The first shot. You know, she went down as low as she could go.
Dude,
and then just
I am turning into a Shireen fan after this episode, because not only did she catch on and she's like, okay, I need to do something different, but she was fucking adorable at the reward challenge. She, like, sits all the way down onto her butt and lets go, and then, like, she gets up and does, like, a skip giggle kind of thing when she hits her target, and, like, a little cheer. Oh, it was so fucking cute.
I mean, what did I say... umpteen weeks ago, she seems to be one of the few people genuinely having fun out there. Yeah. And you know what? I also realized she's still crazy in a good way, but she's now saving that crazy for the confessionals. Like, you saw that when they went on the reward challenge, and she's talking about, because, hey, spoiler, Nagarote won. Yeah. Go figure. But when they're out there, they're eating, she's like, oh, yeah, you know, we finally got to bond. We finally got to eat food together. Maybe we get to get sick together. We didn't get sick. She seems somewhat disappointed that they weren't all pooping out together. But still, I mean, it's like she's still got that little bit of nutty streak to her, which I love. I think that's fantastic. She seems to be a great, well-adjusted person. But, yeah, she's letting it come out in a safer space now.
And I'm so happy the Esperanza team didn't win, because you know they wouldn't have appreciated it. Like, that's the thing that gets me with these, like, cultural or, like, world experience challenges is, like, some of these people, like Rodney and Joaquin, like, really? They would have had
bro.
Zero appreciation.
Which one of them talks and does intro rap?
Oh, look at it came out of that third vagina.
you know what? Regarding that, I'm not joking. When I saw turtles pooping out eggs, I was like, this is a little gross. And then the way they look kind of like animatronic wads of gum. Like, I love turtles, and I got a friend who posts turtle pictures relatively frequently, and you know what? They're adorable. Under night vision, those things are horrifying.
But it's also creepy just to be, like, standing in a circle around, like, hey, you shitting out some eggs?
20 eggs for me, please. Yes.
Dropping some eggs. I'm just going to watch you give birth.
this gets me off.
Ooh, that's gooey going into that dirt hole, isn't it? Ooh.
That was disgusting and creepy. But you know the thing that I loved about that one? So I love, first off, that they got to eat actual food. That was kind of cool. But just the tour guide did not seem into this tour at all. Like, he gets up to them when they're eating. He's just like, okay, guys, let's go see some turtles. Grab a flashlight. Let's go. A turtle will lay.
I don't think he was from Minnesota.
You know, actually, I was thinking he's from Quebec now that I'm doing that. Yeah, guys. Let's go. Yeah, you go serve 2 minutes in the box, and you don't want to do the box. The box is shame. But no, he seems so uninterested in giving them the lecture about, I was like, these fucking white people, they don't care. They don't care.
No, but I really did like their moment shitting on Rodney together.
I gotta
get my beef, bro. Gotta get my protein. And then
I gotta get the protein, bro.
And then I'm so jealous of you, Brian, for having my OTP, both of them. Because Jen just blurts out, God, what a tool.
I love that even people who have never interacted, because they've never actually interacted with him.
No.
Only blue collar folks have. And even they're like, yeah, I can see just from across the mat here, this guy's a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jen has her reflection moment after it. And she's like, you know, those guys have a 1 in 100 chance of winning, and I have a 1 in 14 chance of, or those guys have a 1 in 100 chance at just surviving, and I have a 1 in 14 chance at winning. So that's cool.
Logic. Good job, Jen.
I just like how she says, so that's cool. It really did, it's shades of Caddyshack in my mind. It was great.
Here's this wonderful, wonderful, profound point. That's kind of neat. All right. So, yes, our situations are exactly the same, Jen. You have a 1 in 14 chance of having $1 million and then going off and being a sailing instructor. They have a 1 in 120 chance of being alive.
So I got that going for me.
Yeah, it's just exactly the same. So, it was a good challenge, though.
Yeah, so. So that was the reward. And then we get an immunity challenge. Okay, so wait. Before the immunity challenge, they decide they're going to throw the challenge. Everybody wants Mike to throw it for different reasons.
Yeah, Ronnie is kind of, he seems like the kind of guy who would think throwing a challenge is a good idea. And I'll be on board. You know, honestly... Even if were I Mike, I still don't think I would throw that challenge, only because it is always a bad idea. It worked out well for him, don't get me wrong, but it's one of those things, too much risk for not enough reward.
And Mike said that too, going into the challenge before they did it. He's like, it almost never works. It's almost never worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know what he means by almost. It has never worked.
Trying to think, like the only other time I really remember them throwing a challenge was when Ozzy threw that first challenge to get rid of Weird Billy. And honestly, like, I know everyone loves Ozzy, but all these years later, I have never forgotten that. And like, whenever he's on, I'm just like, dude, you threw a challenge to get rid of some guy who's a heavy metal drummer. That's all his, like, he turned out to be weird. Like, he was, yeah, I don't know, maybe that whole stalking Candace thing was just a last ditch effort to stay on the island. Like, I think we're in love. That's a good reason to vote you out, son. Yeah, that was weird. But that's the only time I've seen it happen. And it worked because it was, like, literally the second episode. And so there was no, like, he wasn't on the jury. He never was seen or heard from again. All that kind of stuff. But it honestly, it poisoned me on Ozzy, and I do not like him to date. Not that he cares. He doesn't even know who I am.
Yeah. So this reward challenge.
All those letters I write him. Yeah.
This reward challenge, though, didn't make anybody look good. Like, it made Mike look really bad, to his tribe, because terrible actor, like, you're not selling it, bro. And also, it made Kelly, like, everybody on that blue tribe knows. They all know how bad Kelly is. Everybody who wanted Mike to throw that challenge all knows that Kelly is that bad.
Yeah, oh my god, even when he was just telling her, because for folks who listen to us for our witty banter and don't watch the show, basically all they had to do was, here's 6 objects, and they are in a certain order, and you just have to go reenact that. And even when he would say to her, the skull is number 1, the little skull is number 5, she would still be like, yeah, I got no idea.
And Kelly's like, I don't know, bottles and things.
Like, hey, you want me to read you your rights? You want me to go buy drugs and arrest you? I can do that. But you want me to memorize what order these things are in? Nope, beyond my capabilities.
Can't do that. And this is even with the show designers trying to throw the not going to work here anymore tribe a bone, they still almost blew it. Like, this is two challenges in a single episode that aren't necessarily physical. You know, like, the running back and forth gives you a slight advantage, but really, if you don't get the objects right, you don't get the objects right, and getting the objects right is what you win with. And still, they almost fucking blew it. Like, it's not just that they aren't physical, but they have liabilities.
Yeah, they're not. But they survived just long enough that it's not going to matter, which we should get into when we talk about tribal. The only one thing I will say about this one is I love this challenge because I've never been sure if my TV was properly calibrated or not. And now, like they got those six objects in a row, and when that thing comes on, I can only see five of them. I'm like, you know what? I gotta hit this widescreen button a couple of times until there we go. Now I can see everything just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Survivor producers, for helping me out with that. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad it helped you out, because that was seriously, like, the most boring challenge they've ever done. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was... Otherwise, you're right. No, I mean, memory challenges are usually kind of cool, but this one... Like, the only thing that made this one salvageable
was Mike trying to lose.
Yeah, Mike and Kelly just kind of like, I have no idea. And Mike... And then so after they lose, Mike gets back. He's like, oh, shucks, guys. He does his best JT impression.
Oh, darn, y'all.
Shucks, guys. I choked up there, man. I didn't even know. It's like, everyone should just be like, Mike, it's cool. I understand you threw the challenge. You don't have to pretend. No, man, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to. Oh, shucks. Let me go back to Texas. Don't vote me out.
So then they lose the immunity on purpose. And then they get back to camp. And this is, okay, Sierra, if you're listening, however many months ago that they actually recorded this. This is like, this should have been Sierra's moment. She's walking around playing like a kicked puppy, still the victim, like a week later. And I get that they wronged you and it hurts and that sucks. But you know what? She's in a power role and she can grab it right now.
My take on that, though, is most of the hurt puppy stuff happened either before the challenge, with Joaquin. Oh, no, you know what? That was after the challenge with Joaquin. But regardless, most of it, though, happened to the camera in confessionals. A lot, like, she seemed to just be kind of quiet when it came down to it and everything, like around them. So I feel like she was kind of like, I'm just going to sit back and court them. And then to the camera, I'm going to talk about how I hate every single individual on this tribe.
Even then, as soon as, like, the merge happens, like, she's tight with Mike. She can go grab Mike. She can, like, go grab Tyler. Especially now she can go grab Tyler. Tyler has no attachment. She could have gone and grabbed Tyler and Joaquin for all they fucking know. And she could have been in charge of this alliance. And now she can still, today, this, like, next week, Sierra can grab Mike because she's with Mike. Mike grabs Kelly. So you got Kelly, Mike, and Sierra. Sierra goes and grabs Tyler because Tyler's boyfriend's gone. Bam, you have 4-5 strong. Ride that wave. Like, she could be in charge of this alliance and take control of this game if she just didn't walk around with the victim attitude. Like, she is in the driver's seat of an opportunity, and she's not taking it. And it bugs me. It bugs me that, because it's, she can grab it the same way Tyler can grab it, and the same way that Joe can grab it right now. But, like, they don't walk around with this attitude that bugs me.
Well, no. That's not too bad an idea to not do that. Because if you are the leader of an alliance, then all of a sudden you're the tall poppy. You're the one that's going to get cut by the lawnmower. I mean, you put yourself out there. What you want to do, and like, that's what Max was trying to do, got him voted out. That's what Vince was trying to do, got him voted out. That's what Joaquin was trying to do and fucking got voted out, you douchebag asshole. But not that I have any strong feelings on that account. But, I mean, so I kind of feel like she was kind of smart. And I've got a bold prediction. I wrote this down. I have a feeling that in the next episode, we're going to see Joe Jen, Haley, Sierra, Will, Tyler, and Shireen all get together, and I'm pretty sure Carolyn's going home. Because Tyler knows she has that idol, and I don't think he wants that in play.
Is that let's do this. You're going to say the person to go next week is going to be Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
That's my supposition?
Prediction.
Okay. Let's put a wager on this. Let's put a straight up, not winner gets points, but you bet a number of points.
Well, I have a slightly better idea, where each one of us picks a player. I don't know why I stuttered as much as I did on that one. A player. Each one of us is going to... A poker face. Each one of us is going to take a player, and then whichever of those three gets voted out first, that person wins some points.
I'm going to... Okay. How about we wager points Trivial Pursuit style?
You Andy can just say wants how many me to lose some wager. Points, I think.
Kinda, huh? Yeah, actually. And I don't want to lose...
No. We'll do this Trivial Pursuit style. You can say who you think is going to leave and how many points you want to wager on it. So you're putting your money on Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm putting on Carolyn.
How many points you betting? I know you're just trying to play catch up, but come on. No pain, no gain.
One? I'm going with just the one.
One?
A single point?
I'm going to go next. I'm going to put...
You should put five.
I'm going to put 5 points on Rodney. Fuck that guy. He's gonna walk around like a fucking jerk off, and everyone's gonna be like, "Fuck you!" And he's gonna be gone. Five.
And then he's gonna win
Rodney.
Immunity and just be like,
five.
"Fuck you all! Fuck
no,
me!"
No, no. Five on Rodney. Five on Rodney. I don't care.
Fuck episode of this show.
Five on fucking Rodney. What about you, Brian?
Fudge you.
Well, I think you don't know what Trivial Pursuit is, Andy. Honestly,
you're thinking Jeopardy, dude.
There's no
Jeopardy
points in Trivial Pursuit.
Jeopardy. I don't care. Whatever. Jeopardy. So I'm
Pursuit's the one where you try and get wedges of pie.
So if Rodney's this is the way to work. If Rodney gets voted out, I win 5 points. If Rodney stays, I lose 5 points. Carolyn goes, Nick gets 1 point. Carolyn stays, Nick loses 1 point. You care to get in on this, Brian? Who's your horse?
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm gonna bet three, and I can't remember who was on what tribe now. Damn it!
It doesn't matter who was on what.
It's cool.
No, because I think the one with all the dudes is probably going to start winning again. And the chicks are... who the hell's the... Kelly. I think Kelly's screwed.
Oh, you think Kelly's screwed? No, Kelly's my girl. I like Kel. Okay.
Yeah,
you got three on Kelly?
Like, I'm pretty... They probably even figured out that Mike was trying to lose. I mean, they could probably hear him telling her the right answer.
That is a good point. I mean, now that they're merged, they probably do realize we got to break up some power couples. And Kelly is kind of obvious, like, oh, hey. On the other hand, though...
Sierra and Mike hugged during Tribal.
Mid-sentence, I'm changing my mind. This is how quickly I'll turn on a dime on you. They also probably realize, Kelly's probably not going to win very many challenges if she can't even, when you're yelling at her, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and she goes, 5, 4, 1, 2, 3, you are probably not going to have to worry about her winning too many challenges. So they may keep her around for a little while, but who knows?
So you're sticking with Carolyn then, yeah?
Yes, I'm sticking with Carolyn.
Okay. All right, that's our bet for this week. So this gets us to Tribal.
It's always nice seeing people who are so sure of themselves, so full of hubris that they're like, you know what, we got this thing in the palm of our hands. You might say it's a walk through the park.
Yeah.
You might say walk through the park 50 goddamn times.
And you are making a play on your buddy's name.
Your name is Joaquin.
Walk hard in the park.
No, wait, here. Everyone gather around your radio or whatever your ear holes are. And let's just talk. Rodney, if you're hearing this, nobody likes you. We want you to have a heart attack. And live and have a, you know, we want you to survive this heart attack and have a life-altering conversion. Come to Jesus moment. But right now, we don't like you, personally.
And
that's the end of that story.
During the discussion part of Tribal, he basically says, I got my three bros, and then I got all these annoying assholes I don't like, so who the fuck you think I'm going to go with, Jeff?
Yeah.
And then every single time a fucking vote comes up when he's doing the votes, showing them, every single time one says Joe, he's got this huge shit-eating grin on his face, like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. I got this. Oh, yeah, no, you don't, Rodney.
And then,
no.
every single Joaquin that comes up, he is agog. He is aghast. He's just like, what?
Huh? Oh, and his face when he's walking away is just like,
oh, fuck God.
He looked, I don't know.
It's like somebody smelled a really bad fart.
I was going to say, so I don't know how many of you guys love the Muppets as much as I do, but whenever Kermit the Frog gets really angry, and certain people are going to go, I understand exactly what you're saying, Nick. When he gets angry, his face puckers up in just such a way, you know, and Rodney, that is, looked exactly like an angry Kermit the Frog right there, and I laughed my ass off.
Yeah. The only downside to Joaquin leaving is that now I cannot win our New York Boston Fat Night.
I don't understand.
I'm eliminated.
This downside to that. I'm confused.
I wanted three points. Upside. I wanted three for you. We had the bet that who would say it first? Would Rodney say Boston, Joaquin say New York, or Dan mention that he's fat? And whoever said what first, their person who picked them got 3 points, and I had Joaquin for New York, and nope, not after that New York minute, or that New York, was it his New York word? I don't get to hear his New York word
anymore.
His
New York promise. He was actually frequently talking about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies, and he just off-camera was talking about New York minute all the time. That's why they voted him off.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of off-camera, though, as I said, I started watching the stuff they talk about, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and a couple of times, Not broadcast for TV. He did say New York to in confessional. So I'm not going to give you points because I
damn it.
But when they were talking about you know, the extended interviews with after the tribe mixings, he's like, yeah, I really like this Rodney guy. We got that New York and Boston thing going on. I'm like, crap. If Andy sees this, I think he's going to lobby for points. But if I steal the thunder and I bring it up first, he doesn't get to steal the points.
Yeah, no.
So screw you, Andy. And
I thought I totally had this bet, too, when they had a challenge for food. And I didn't think there was a chance in hell, you know, that the dude tribe is going to say, oh, Dan's going to, like, eat a lot and call himself fat. And then he lost, the son of a bitch.
Dan's going to eat all the macaroni and cheese. He's going to say, I'm a big fat Mac fan. Yeah. Nope. But hey, you know what, Brian? You and I, we're the only two dogs left in this fight. And the sad thing is, we're both still probably neither of us going to win.
No, it's gonna happen eventually. It will.
It's got to. Well, eventually,
one of them's gonna say it in the reunion show.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodney's dancing all around it. He says, "Freaking Red Sox, East Coast, this, that, Massachusetts." Just didn't
Tom
say
Brady.
Boston.
I'm Tom Brady.
I'm Tom Brady. Oh yeah, you are sure.
I run this thing like Tom
Ass
Brady,
dick.
Which means you're from Chico. No, wait, that's the other one. Where the hell is he from?
Somewhere around here, San Mateo, I think.
San Mateo, one of
those. He's from the Bay Area.
Yeah. We claim you, Tom.
So this gets us to fantasy. Everybody got 6 points because one tribe didn't win reward or immunity, and none of us had a person who lost. And if you had somebody from the other tribe, they won reward and immunity. So everybody got 2 points unless you were Joaquin, and nobody had Joaquin. And I'm so you wanted to pick him up last week too, Nick. You wanted to. I should let you do it.
No. I wanted Rodney, and I got him.
And he got him.
Yeah, but you. I remember you talked about going full on shit dick. Or full-on shitlord, and you wanted Rodney and Joaquin.
I feel as if I actually said full NWO, just to be clear.
No, I'm going to say shitlord.
Let's get the references correct. Yeah, I had my Razor Ramon. I can't remember the real names all of a sudden. But yeah, no, so I'm still in last then, because I was in last time. Ooh.
Yeah, it's basically same order we went before. Brian in first, me in second, you in last. Point differential is the same. You're 6 points down, friend. Are you going to make any changes? You have Mike, Sierra, and Rodney.
No, you know, well, so here's the scary thing, and it just now occurred to me as I was watching this the second time around, but there's only three folks not owned. Which means that if we lose someone, very soon we're going to run out of people to pick up. The only thing I'm considering is dropping Rodney and picking up Shireen, because I think now that they're – do I want to do this? Because I even wrote in the notes.
Who are the three that aren't picked up right now? It is Shireen, Carolyn, and who's
Will.
The last one? Will. Oh,
Will. Who I like is a fantastic human being, and I think he's an entertaining person as well. Not enough to give you YouTube views. I'm sorry, Mr. Sensation. But I do enjoy him. But you know what? I wrote down that I wasn't going to do this, but I think I'm going to I'm going back. I'm going to retcon what I wrote. I'm deleting it right now. I'm going to drop Rodney and pick Shireen back up. I'm going to follow my heart. Let my heart light shine.
Yahoo! All right. So I'm next. Are you, how attached are you to Mike? I have Joe, Kelly, and Tyler.
I like me some Mike. I have a feeling.
Do you like Joe still?
They call me. Oh shoot! Who was it? Lil Bow Wow? Yeah, Lil Bow Wow was in the I Like Mike movie. So, well, I don't know why that came to my mind. Anyways,
do you like Mike more than Joe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Actually, you know, that is kind of a good question, but I am going to stick with Mike for now, and we shall revisit this trade in a future date.
Okay. Brian, are you attached to Jen? I'm shopping Joe around.
There's no way I'm dropping Jen. She's probably going to win.
Congrats to Joe, by the way, because episode one, he was incredibly smart and talented and fun. And then the next couple episodes, derp, 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 derp. I got no idea. Our survivors making terrible decisions and moves. Gets back on course, and he's
coming up with
smart stuff. So. Yeah, barely. Well, he realized his head was on the chopping block, so he's like, you know what? I gotta scramble, and I'll do smart stuff.
Because I gotta tell you, knowing that the merge is coming next week, I really want to pick up Will. I think Will's gonna make it to the final three. I don't think he's gonna win. I don't know, but I think he's making it to the final three. Because once you hit the merge, you want to keep all those sad sack shits around. I love Will as a human being. I think he's great.
Nobody hates him.
Nobody hates him, but you keep him until there's four of you, and then you kick the shit out of him in a challenge, and then he's gone.
Yeah, because honestly, if he gets to the final three or two, I don't know what they're going to do. We can figure this out mathematically. They've got 12 people now. They're merging, so if they go with a final three, that'll be 9 votes. And if they go with a final two, that'll be 10 votes. I don't think they're going to do a final two because then you could get a tie. And I don't know what the hell they do with the tie. So, yeah.
You get a tie with 3 people and 9 votes, too. What the hell are you talking about?
You could.
They do a fire off.
It's a lot harder. Oh, God, fire.
That would be the best way to decide who gets $1 million.
Fire for $1 million.
So, maybe I am a super fan, Max, because I remember I was watching season one with my mom on DVD. And we were listening to the commentary, and they said, in fact, that if there was a tie, they were going to do a fire challenge. Yeah. So a little bit of Survivor trivia.
You've been out there for 30 fucking days. You don't know how to make fire? You don't deserve $1 million.
No. Let's time warp back. Let's hop into our Wayback Machines and go to Cook Islands, because that is the fun. Folks, go online right now and go on YouTube and search for this challenge. It's, who was it? Wendy? Becky. Becky was her name, and I can't remember the name of Sundra. Becky and Sundra, they had a fire-making challenge to see who would stay, and not only did they not make fire with Flint, it took them 2 hours to fail to make fire with Flint, to the point where Jeff says, guys, stop. I'm giving you matches. Sundra uses every single match in her matchbook and cannot make fire. Becky was on her last match and just barely managed to make that fire good enough to win the competition. Yep. It was the funniest thing because it kept cutting to the jury and they're like sleeping. They're just like playing solitaire. They're just like, oh God.
I'm gonna post that tomorrow to the cringeworthy subreddit.
It was funny. I loved it. It's one of the great. That is my all-time top Survivor moment. Thank you for letting me relive that.
You're welcome. So, okay, I have Joe, Kelly, and Tyler. I want to drop somebody for Will. I don't want to drop Tyler. People like Tyler. Tyler's good. Tyler is still going to get that necklace from Carolyn. I know it. And I have that bet still with you, Nick, that Tyler's going to get that necklace from Carolyn. So I'm keeping Tyler. I'm keeping Kelly. Which one of you didn't have faith in Kelly?
Which what? What? Me. Sorry?
Brian? I didn't. Brian? Yeah. Fuck you, Brian. Fuck you. Kelly has this shit on lock like a fucking criminal in the back of her fucking squad car.
You know, that's
Joe is the only one I'm iffy on.
I was going to say about your team, I feel like all three of the folks on your team could make it to the end and could win. Like I could, yeah. I definitely can see Shireen getting voted off. I can definitely see Sierra getting voted off. Mike will probably do something stupid and get voted off. But your three, I would keep them. Just, yeah. I mean, if you lose one, then you pick up Will.
Joe's going to be a threat. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. But Will, I have a sinking feeling Will's making it all the way. But yeah, I'll sit pat with Joe, Kelly, and Tyler for another week. Yeah. And Brian, you got Dan, Haley, and Jen. You have my OTP, you son of a bitch.
You shipped Dan and Haley? That's just weird.
Yes. Fat man need love, too. You making any changes, Brian?
Hell no.
Ride the wave all the way to the championship.
You might, I don't know. I think maybe drop it, Dan. Dan has, he just puts his foot in his mouth and cannot make, oh, no. You know what? You are smart. You
gotta be smart. Sierra's the only person that doesn't like him, though.
Well, no, nobody likes Dan. But the thing is, he's unlikable enough that he might make it to the end because they're like, no way anyone's going to vote for him.
And when you do decide that you kind of want to vote him off, he's surprisingly good in challenges. He might pull some shit out that you don't expect.
I have a feeling unless they have, like, deliver 10 pieces of mail to the correct address in 10 minutes, I don't think he's going to win another challenge. Because he's been remarkably good at one aspect of each challenge. And now that it's an individual game and you can't have your team carry you through the other bits, I got to bet. It's good about him. Maybe it's they'll be the have one challenge about that he can do.
It's going to be that week.
The one where everyone's like, we're going to vote Dan out, right? Yeah, we're going to vote Dan out. And then it's just the perfect Dan challenge.
Yeah, and then it's sit in front of the Super Nintendo and play Paperboy. And Dan's like, oh, I got this shit.
Paperboy, that's my jam.
I'd fucking do this shit for a living.
Well, I don't think he rides
I'm really
bike,
upset with you. That's an NES game. Fuck.
All right, whatever. Okay.
Wait, what'd you say? Damn, did you say Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I did. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you did.
Why would you need 16 bits to play Paperboy? I'm as angry at you as I am at Rodney. Actually, that's not true.
You can't hear this, but I'm making a wanking motion right now.
I'm not going to throw a flaming arrow at you for getting that wrong.
Care either way.
Now, if you've gotten Goblins and Ghosts and Goblins...
Yeah.
So you don't even know what it's called. What are you talking about?
I'm drunk, okay? It's fine. I got excuses.
Fantasy recap. Everybody gets 6 points. Same leadership build. Brian has 31 points. I have 26. And Nick is bringing up the rear with 25. That's it for this week. We've got some bets on the board. I'm not going to recap them. They take a long time. And nobody really gives a shit that much. So if you want to know what bets we have on the board, what we have pending, go to outwitoutplayoutcast.com. On the top right, there's a button that says Fantasy. Click on that boy. And not only does it say what the standings are, how many we got, what points are where, but it lists all of our board bets for each week when they resolved, all that kind of good stuff, where the points are, week by week by week, catching you up to right now. That's the website. Go there. Until then, enjoy a little Circle of Life.
Oh, please never play that song again. I will give you 2 points that I have right now to never play that song again.
Nope. It's at the end of every episode.
Don't do it.
I love the didgeridoo. But that song...
My favorite part is in the middle, you're going, this circle of life and rhymes, circles and stuff.
I free flow.
Yeah. And Brian... It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You guys are good singers. Just embrace it. All right. Until next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Circle of life. Life is a circle. We're going round and round. Right on.